In 1998, 14-year-old Omer Ninnam and another teen threw a 13-year-old Hmong boy, Zhang Vang, off the top of a Green Bay parking ramp to his death. But since then, psychologists say the now 25-year-old Ninnam has overcome the alcohol-induced haze he was in when the event happened. His lawyer, Brian Stevenson, of the Alabama-based Equal Justice Initiative, says that should be enough for a court to offer him the chance at freedom someday. But Wisconsin Attorney General J.B. Van Hollen disagrees.
The decision as to whether a 14-year-old can be subject to a life imprisonment without parole is something that is left to the discretion of the local courts and is not something that has been per se ruled against the law in Wisconsin or unconstitutional.
But a spokesman for the Wisconsin Council on Children and Families says life sentences for teen offenders is something courts across the country are looking at more carefully. Jim Mosier says the death penalty for teen murderers has already been banned, and a sentence of life without parole for offenders under 18 might be next.
There's just such a tremendous gap in development between those ages that there ought to be some way to have the system review whether that sentence is still appropriate, being sensitive to victims who want to have some closure on what they're doing, but that there's some way to do it that would allow the courts to make those decisions at a later point when the person is more mature.
Omer Ninnam's lawyer hasn't given up on reducing his sentence. He's appealing Ninnam's case to the state Supreme Court. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.